In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mothers are always partial. Mothers try and tell you the best. My mother said I had a perfect physique. The only woman who's ever said so. I'm not sure what she thought I was going to do with it, because ever since she said, always make sure you have two handkerchiefs in case your girlfriend wants to cry. And in my pocket, I have two handkerchiefs. Mary knew that Jesus was the Messiah. So did the shepherds. So did the wise men. Mothers know. This year, I had the wonderful experience of my first grandson. And one of the loveliest things is seeing my daughter, his mother, enchanted by him. In fact, he is completely spherical and has two gifts. One is to eat non-stop, and the other is to talk unintelligibly non-stop. I cannot think where he gets either of these things from. Indeed, talking to him, he talks unintelligibly, and I talk unintelligibly to him. It's the best relationship I've ever had. Mothers know. The disciples cannot have been certain. They lived in a land where there was an expectation of the Messiah, but they also lived in a land that was occupied by the most terrifying army the world had then seen, the Roman army. They knew their religious leadership had made compromises, and they wondered where truth lay, but they thought they had found it in a Messiah who was going to be completely different. Not a king, had nowhere to be born, a refugee, but they knew. And then Jesus takes them up to a mountain. Peter, James and John, the inner team, the vestry, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, a bit like the choir this morning. And there appeared to them that Elijah and Moses were talking with Jesus. They must have been astonished and staggered. We're told they were terrified, and Jesus didn't know what to say because they were so afraid. And Peter says to Jesus, Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Then a cloud overshadows them, and from their cloud comes a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. That's everything to do with us today. You have come through an extraordinary hurricane. I got a tiny feel when the wind and the rain came of how terrifying that must have been. But you are all here this morning. We're through it. There's still much to do, but we are through it. The temptation of a day like today, when we celebrate the church, is that we do what Peter says. It's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings. We can make a church, and this church is lovely, but we can leave it there. The church is but one part. It's what we make of it and take from it out into the wider world, where we are the living church. Not just a building, but us, called to be wherever God has called us to be, the body of Christ here on earth. Philip has said, I may be personal. In my life, I have worshipped in 25 school chapels, churches, or cathedrals. It's not because I'm a religious maniac. It's because my father was a priest and my grandfather. So I grew up in churches and cathedrals, 25 of them. So I'm quite good at sussing out what a church feels like. And yours feels tremendous. One special thing, it's a difficult concept to build a community, part who live here, part who come and go, but you've cracked it. My youngest son, and he got a bit fed up with me saying he's my least favourite son, said one of the lovely things about this church is that everybody spoke to him and asked him what he did. And you also, because you're not lumbered by being English, have that wonderful way of saying, hello, how are you? The English all wait to be introduced and then get embarrassed. You are funny, you are holy, you are loving, you are together. I will always treasure one member of your congregation saying to my son, and I won't tell you who it is, because I wouldn't want to embarrass Ron here, who said, gosh, Christopher, your father takes up a lot of oxygen. Oxygen is necessary for life. Our church is necessary for us to get together. But it's what we take out that makes it a living church. You are a living church. I'd want to thank each and every one of you, especially Philip. But thanks be to God, we are transfigured. But our transfiguration begins as we take it out into the wider world. Amen.